Welcome, listeners, to another week of Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy. I thought that would be a better name for YouTube, but this podcast is not on YouTube. My guest is shaking their head like, no, it's not on YouTube. By the way, today's guest is Ashley Clark. Let's give her a round of applause.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm
nice to be here.
No, it is nice to be here, but we're currently living in a post-Triple J Hottest 100 world.
That's true.
I can't believe the thing that won.
You know, I could, actually. I put money on it, and hey, I'm fucking raking in the dosh now. Yes.
I wish I had your foresight.
Hey, I could share it with you, but it's just a gift that comes to me from the heavens. I don't ask for the answers, they just appear to me.
Well, you are supposedly an oracle that will come up later in my interview.
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, my interview process is one question and 20 minutes of banter.
Oh, good.
It's what we figured out last week.
That's my expertise, so not at all, actually.
The one question?
Banter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
look how it's going so far.
It's not that hard to do banter, really, is it?
I think there's a fine art to it, actually.
Any old asshole can do it.
Yeah, they can, but do you want to listen to them?
Well, the majority of Australia do.
That's true.
Jason PJ in the morning. Let's get awkward.
I had to listen to that show when I worked as a radio producer. And not my favourite show. Yeah, I kind of struggle with that type of... It's called Zoo. The Zoo Crew. Have you heard of the Zoo Crew?
I've heard of Zoo Magazine, but a Zoo Crew?
Look, you can't jerk off to Zoo Crew. Or you could, but that's not...
You can't jerk off to Zoo Magazine. Because I respect the models and the articles.
I don't. I just let it... I just go full hog. The Zoo Crew, that's...
Okay, it's a bit dirty, this show. A full hog?
I don't know. No.
You go full hog?
No.
Go full hog
Let's
with
go
your
back
hog?
To the
what
radio.
Are you going on about?
Let's go back to the radio topic. The Zoo Crew. Your traditional style of breakfast show is like zany characters that work behind like the sound desk and then they play pop music. But that kind of, everyone has a personality. That came from a style in America in, I think it was the 80s. And it was really popular amongst these American DJs and it just sort of infiltrated commercial radio. And now, yeah, you see lots of different people trying to emulate that and a lot of them suck at it.
Yeah, back in the 80s, they let just any zoo animal in.
Yeah, that's
right. They let an elephant just blow its trunk into the mic.
Just covering my ass for a second, I'm sure Jason PJ are really well-rounded broadcasters. It's just the particular format of the show wasn't my taste. Because I work in the industry, I'm not going to these people.
You can't bag them.
No, I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they're great people. I'm sure they're great people, but it doesn't come through in their broadcasting.
Not that show. It's just not my bag, but that's okay.
It's not your bag, but what is your bag?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I actually quite like podcasts. I'm a massive podcast fiend.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not shit like this, like good stuff.
No, I know, because before the show you said you couldn't even get through 2 minutes of this show.
Look, I listened to
this
seven.
This is genius, okay?
I listened to about seven, and then my friend rang me, and I almost cried. I was like, God, thank God, Katie. Thank you for saving me.
No,
it was cool.
No, Katie, you're a bad person. You need to pick your time calling better.
She wanted to have a chat with me about going to lunch with her future mother-in-law, so it was important.
Oh, going to lunch. Oh, well, no one's ever gone to lunch before.
Plenty of people go to lunch.
You know who doesn't? You know who doesn't go to lunch?
You, because you don't have a partner and a potential parent-in-law.
Okay, calm down.
I'm just making a wild assumption.
Calm down here. For starters, I do have a future partner-in-law.
Okay, cool.
A partner-in-law, we're working in law together.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
Yeah. What's the name of your firm?
Crane, Pool & Schmidt.
Crane, Pool & Schmidt?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, it's very, we have a very, James Spader, William Shatner.
Yep.
Boston Legal dynamic going.
I feel that vibe.
Where we're like...
What's your specialty?
much like James Spader in Boston Legal, just really, just 20-minute long monologues okay. that are just really well articulated and verbalized.
Okay. Unlike right now. Can you hear me rubbing my eye? No.
Well, Ashley's hating this. She's hating this.
No, it's fine.
Why did she agree to this? She's wondering.
Oh, look. I just wanted to help out a friend, you know.
We're not friends. She just wanted to get out there, self-promote. She wanted to get her opinions on Jason PJ out in the open.
They're a perfectly fine team, and I wish them the best. They're still on air, which surprises me. No. Were you going to ask me questions?
I'm going to...
Isn't that the thing?
Didn't I say at the beginning?
Yeah.
This is going to be 20 minutes of banter, one question.
Okay.
I've already asked for one question.
Yeah, I
we've got at least 14 more minutes.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Oh God, have we already ran out of banter?
No, but...
Hey, have you never noticed that Fanta and banter rhyme? Huh? Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Huh? You ever noticed that, huh?
I did.
You haven't noticed that?
Yeah. No, they do rhyme. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm still just very shook up of the Triple J Hottest 100 results.
Who do you think will win, actually? Do you listen to Triple J?
I think what will win is the listener. Because we are all winners.
Can I tell you something? I was thinking about the Triple J Hottest 100. Like, Ross is playing a game on the Dear Listener. We're recording this before the countdowns happen, voting.
No one wants to know about the artifice that goes into recording this show.
And I got into Triple J really late. I'm one of six children, and I have three older siblings, and none of them ever bothered to show their little sister, like, the magic of ABC radio, of Triple J. I always knew there was something cool going on, but I just didn't know that station was a thing. I was too busy listening to music theater soundtracks.
Which is way cooler.
No.
You ever get into Cats?
That's actually my favorite musical.
You seen that new Cats movie?
I really want to see it soon. I got a Hoyt's ticket from work, so I want to take myself along. I'll be sad, though. Like,
what have you done?
I'm not lying when I say that Cats the musical was my first ever...
Ashley, work gave you a ticket...
Okay,
to see Cats.
So there was like a prize that someone didn't come and collect, and it had like 2 weeks left on it. And I'm like, what's the point in getting them to come in? They've clearly forgotten about it, and we can't get a hold of them on the phone. So little old Ashley is going to go and see Cats.
Ashley.
Yep.
That's punishment.
What?
They're punishing you.
No, it works not.
They're punishing you. You did something wrong. And then cooked up this excuse of like, well, no one's picked this up. They want you to sit there and experience the torture that is seeing the movie Cats.
Have you seen the film yet?
Cats is my life.
Yeah,
so I kind of live it every day.
I should have assumed by the full body lycra suit that you're donning, as well as the yak hair wig that you've clearly homemade. Is that
yes!
yak hair or is it wool?
Yes, I'm Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah, cool. He's pretty hot. Like, if you had to fuck one of the cats, he'd be in the top three.
Apparently these cats like to fuck.
Yeah, they fuck all the time.
They fuck.
They're down to fuck.
They're fucking all the time.
There's a big montage right in the middle of the show where they have, like, an orgy. A kitty orgy.
Oh, that's too much.
I could think it could go further.
That's too much.
You know, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. They're very passionate creatures.
Too passionate, if you ask me.
You need more passion in your life, Ross.
No, I need less passions.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Less passions. It was a terrible show.
Yeah, I never got into that.
No, it was not very good.
No. Passions was for the kids who lived near the school, so you could get home and watch it when it started at 3:30. And I lived further out than everyone else, so we always had to like catch a bus and a train to get home. I was getting home at the 4:30 mark, man. How can you expect me to meet my TV commitments in a timely manner?
You didn't even get to watch The Big Arvo.
What's The Big Arvo?
The Passions and The Big Arvo. That was the two block.
Is The Big Arvo a sketch show?
It was kind of like this kids show thing where it's hosts. We're hosting in a van. They called it the Big Arvo.
Okay.
It was an attempt to try and be cool for kids, and it wasn't that cool.
Not that good.
It was like if K-Zone had a TV show.
Okay.
Remember K-Zone?
I know K-Holes.
I don't know what that is, and I don't think I want to find out.
It's when you take a horse tranquilizer called ketamine, and if you drink too much of it, you become frozen and start to drool. You're in the K-hole.
So what you want to do is you want to become a horse so you can be raced, break your leg, and then be put down and turned into glue. Is that it, Ashley? Is that it?
I think it's most people just want to get fucked up, right?
Yeah, and what's more fucked up than racing, breaking your leg, and being shot and turned into glue?
A few things.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty fucked up.
I agree. It's very full on. That's why I boycott the races.
Okay, well, let's not get political.
Yeah, okay.
When I brought up horse racing, I didn't want it to get political.
No.
When's it ever been political?
Oh, it's not. It's
when Harold Holt drowned in that horse... Remember when that happened?
How could I forget?
He drowned in the horse.
What part of the horse? In its massive mouth or belly?
No, you think so, but it was in the anus.
Oh.
Now, I didn't want to turn it into this type of podcast with the cats fucking in and now.
Yep.
Harold hauled up a horse's butt.
Ask me another question, please.
I mean, horse butts. When you really get down to it.
Yeah.
You kind of get up into the intestines.
Stop.
And horse intestines.
Stop.
They're a trip.
Shut up.
I can't shut up. This is an audio medium. Yes. I got to keep talking. And I got to keep talking about horse intestines.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Cool.
How'd you get your start? You're a performer.
Yeah,
kind of. See, two questions. I'm over my quota.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm one of those attention-seeking people that always liked showing off, always liked entertaining people. A lot of actors, when you watch them be interviewed, they're like, oh, I always wanted to just... I love telling stories. I love communicating stories to masses of people and like, help bringing characters to life. And I had a realization a year or two ago. I'm like, I don't actually... especially care about telling stories. I just want to entertain people and have them give me praise. Isn't that a bit flawed? It's lucky I'm good at it. Otherwise, I'd be a really awful performer.
No, I get it. Screw telling stories.
It comes from like a deep longing to be appreciated by my parents, which a void I'm still trying to fill.
Yes, when you go out there and perform, you imagine every single audience member is like your parents.
My daddy, yeah.
Like, oh, love me.
Yeah.
Love me.
That's it.
I think I remember one gig where you just kept saying, love me, Mom and Dad, love me. And I'm like, wow, this is some high-end performance art here.
Yeah, I alluded to it.
No, you did not allude to it. You've went full, using your term of phrase, hog. It's a bit much.
I wish I'd never said that phrase now, especially given the tangent that it first spawned.
In Hog's Breath Cafe... is a thing that exists.
That's true.
With the word hog in the title.
Yes.
And I think it's a bit much. Kids eat there.
Yeah.
A breath of a hog.
It's not very appropriate.
A hog? I'm not going to smell that.
No.
Even cafe breath is terrible.
Do you eat meat, Russ?
I eat meat all the time.
Yeah.
Even though some people say I shouldn't because it's high in protein and I got flowers for Algernon disease.
Oh, do you? How are you handling all the smoke in the Melbourne air? You look like the kind of guy that would have asthma.
I freaking just explode up in hives
when
I walk out in that smoke. I'm allergic to smoke.
Not having any attacks or anything?
No, not asthma. I freaking break out. Chest? I break out into, like, hives.
Into dance.
I break out into dance. It's like every day I'm shuffling. It's like the year 2011 again.
It's full on. I don't know what the rest of the country looks like, but the haze is a real thing. It's not so bad today, but looking at the city skyline while I was driving over here from Hawthorne, it's weird because it was really, like, it looks really hazy, but it's like, oh, but it's not so bad where I am. But I bet if I was in the city looking out to Hawthorne, it would look equally as hazy. And I heard a horrible thing that apparently all the babies that are being born right now during this bushfire crisis will be quite sick in 20 years. Isn't that depressing?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the babies being born right now are a fire.
I mean, they are.
All this fire being born.
You can't.
Just adding to the problem.
Can't come from this particular moment in time without being a fire sprite. The raw energy of the elements is present.
It's like when 9/11 happened and all those births of collapsed buildings happened.
It's just like 9/11.
Exactly.
Do you remember 9/11? You're a lot younger than me. How old were you when 9/11 happened?
I was 27 spiritually.
Right.
But like four. Seven physically.
Were you seven?
I was like seven.
Like seven or you were seven?
I was like seven, but I was more like 12.
Okay. So I was 14. I remember it really well. Do you remember it?
Remember when it, you know, took over programming?
Yeah. You try to took off Cheese TV.
Yeah, you try and watch The Simpsons at 6, and then it's like, no, 9/11. Things will never be the same again.
Oh, that's a real bummer.
Oh.
I remember being 7, catching a plane to New Zealand, and back then, if there were kids on the flight, they used to ask you if you wanted to go into the cockpit. So you actually got to be chaperoned by one of the air hosters.
Yeah, I remember one of the creepy co-pilots is like, hey, Jimmy, ever spent time in a Taiwanese prison or whatever? And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is there.
This was before terrorism, so it wasn't a thing. Well, I mean, it was happening, but not on planes.
Right, but basketball players were definitely flying planes.
Oh, is
I'm taking advantage of the fact you don't know what the fuck I'm referencing right now.
No, I really don't. I assume that... Oh, no. This is going really well.
I think it's going great. I think this is one of the best episodes ever.
Oh, really?
I reckon top 10.
The fact that I'm constantly hiding my head in my hands, is that
visual
key?
That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, good.
Most of my guests just go into a fetal position underneath the table and go, why won't this end? Why won't this end?
Why?
You're still above table, so I think that's a good sign. Top 10.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
This is also the 15th episode, so that just means that 5 episodes are terrible and won't make.
Yeah. I don't even really know if I've got my start as a performer either. Like, I just wanted to be an actor. I have actually just started shooting a short film, which feels really good. Feels great. But, like, I just do stand-up comedy at parties. I've played a couple of little gigs at bars. But, yeah, when do you know? I guess it's when you start getting paid for stuff pretty consistently that you can start to feel some type of...
Well, in this country, it's when you get employed by the ABC.
Yeah, so that's definitely not going to happen.
I gave you a warning.
Yeah.
That this is what this show is about.
Mm-hmm.
Burping into the microphone whenever
I could,
you want.
Not to totally put you to shame, but I could do that much better than you.
Okay, do it then. Jeez. That was lame.
Fuck off, that was good.
No.
Fuck off.
That sucked.
Now I have reflux.
Aeon reflux?
You know what, I can taste the meagering that I ate before. That's gross. I regret saying that.
Yeah, I bet you regret saying...
I regret a lot of things about today. about the last hour.
I think everything is good. And you should live life with no regrets.
Cool. No regrets.
No regrets.
The misspelled tattoo. No regrets.
No. Regrets, sure. Have a million. Regrets, though? None. No regrets.
What?
Hmm? Ah, deep break. So,
that's good.
You wanted to act, you wanted to show off, you wanted to go, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, I do care more about telling stories now, but it's
Why?
A bit of reflection to get to that point where I realized that that was a part of it.
Why?
Why? I think, yeah, if it's a good story, it's worth sharing.
Exactly. Like, here's a story.
Yeah.
Of a lovely lady.
Who is bringing up three very lovely girls.
Okay, you know this story. Yeah. There's no point of telling it now.
No.
Well, then, you know, off camera, the first one of the sons and the dad were boning.
I heard that it was Greg, the oldest son, went on a date with his TV mum, Florence Henderson. Yeah. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
That's pretty strange.
Like, what? What's happening?
I wonder if they boned.
Oh, definitely.
You reckon?
You reckon Florence Henderson didn't want him to go down to Bone Town?
I mean, you know.
Lay that bone, pick it up, baby. That's what Flo says.
It's pretty weird. They probably did.
Yeah, they freaking boned like 7 times, I reckon.
Heaps.
Heaps. So many times boning. Mm. And he says, oh, smell my hog's breath.
No. Ross, when did you start performing? Have you started?
Why does all the guests want to flip it around back on me? I'm not the interesting one. My guest is the interesting one.
Mm.
How did I get started? I've always been performing since day one.
Really?
Yeah, I came out my mum's uterus with a top hat and cane. And I did a little kick line.
Then she had to have stitches.
Yeah. There's nothing more to that story. She just got stitches.
You can't just end that by saying, yeah. All right.
She got stitches, and that was the end of it. And ever since, I was out there, I was performing.
Hustling.
I was hustling. Mm. I was freaking acting so freaking much, man.
Doing it all.
I was freaking just, I was going in alleyways and like, hey, brother, you want some acting? You want some fine acting? And then I'll be like, yeah, I want some acting. And then I'll just do like scenes from a fellow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fitting. Well, not really.
The porn parody. Oh, all the non-sex scenes.
Right. So just like walking in and out of rooms and holding pizza boxes and...
Yeah, if your fellow porn parody is known for anything, it's for some reason a fellow who's a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
Really just taking a shit on William Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what the plot of Othello is.
No one does.
No.
It's like Shakespeare going, well, Hamlet worked. Might as well just do Othello now.
Just do whatever. That could be a plot for an Indiana Jones film, like the quest to find out what the plot of Othello was.
Yeah.
Can you see the mystery and intrigue that could come from that?
Yeah, that was already... They did that. Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Is that the one where the guy's face burns off with, like, the acid? Do you remember that? Was that from that film?
Yeah, he rubbed the drug acid in his face and then it just freaking burnt off.
Have you ever tried acid?
I freaking tried acid, but it just burnt my tongue.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's battery acid, Ross. You're not meant to do that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I was meant to shove it up my butt, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I told my dealer, am I meant to shove this up my butt or just lick it?
A lot of drugs you can administer by shelving them, so maybe it could have worked.
You ever done butt chugging? It's kind of related. Ashley's hiding her face.
I have not. But, like, why the fuck would I tell you if I had?
It makes a good podcast.
Just because we're in front of a microphone and it's a heightened circumstance, I'm not going to fucking tell you if I've done that. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I just thought we were going to
Have you ever butt-chucked?
Yes.
Is what I think the listeners
want. Yes.
Like. Okay. Well, that's a mental image that...
I freaking butt-chug. I freaking butt-chug some freaking KY
it.
Chili.
Do it at... Oh, God. God damn it. You're so fucked. Do it at the next art party. Let's tell them what art party is. You're like, I don't want to talk about anything unless it's me and my brainchild, this podcast.
Yeah, you're kind of right there.
Well, you can shut up and listen anyway. So there's this There's this performance collective that Ross and I both do gigs for called Ruckus Melbourne. You can follow their Facebook page. And yeah, that's how we met. We met like in June last year.
Was it June?
Yeah, it was June. It was right before I had a massive bender and made some very poor life choices. I didn't go to work the next week after that party. Went to the emergency room a couple of times.
And that's why they're punishing you with the CATS ticket.
Yeah, that's what's happening there. It was fine though. Everything turned out well. But the art party was really cool. The theme was the future, and lots of different performers came together in this backyard of this house in Brunswick West, and it was all divided into different sections. Like, the theme was the future, but it was set in a post-apocalyptic Australia where all of the gardening was vertical because there wasn't enough ground space. And you played a banana man character from my car parked in the park across the street from where the house was. And we had ushers who would take the different crowds of audiences, like groups of 20 people, to different exhibits. And yeah, yours was quite funny. I was quite rude to you that day. Do you remember I apologized to you after?
Now, this podcast isn't a platform to talk about real things that have happened. But yes, I did remember the message, and I'm like, okay, well, that was nice of her. I kind of completely forgot about it. I tried to move on. Like, how do I respond to this?
You handled it well. No, I wasn't rude to you. I'm just like, hey, what's your deal? Who are you? And I think I put you on the spot. And
it was a mismatched connection that night.
Which
was...
we still haven't recovered.
Hey, I think we really patched things up with horse intestines.
Yeah, it was great.
I think that was just a solid foundation of a blossoming friendship.
Look, that's not traditionally how I start my friendships, with horse entrails, but year, new me. 2020, the year of disemboweling animals.
Why not?
Why
let all the rich people have all the fun?
That's right. We could just go to Flemington in October next year and make a real game of it. Well, this year, sorry. It's January, yeah.
It's January, and thinking back to June, it's at that art party. You were doing a bit. You were Asho the Oracle.
Yeah. So my take on the topic of the future was to be a fortune teller. Because I usually, when we play those art parties, because Ruckus has them every 2 months or so, usually in Brunswick West, and you pay like $10 to come in and sit in this backyard and watch like live entertainment. I usually, either sing a song on my ukulele or do some stand-up comedy or do some actual like singing. But this time around, I was like, I can't be fucked writing anything. Like, I just don't have anything lined up. So I was like, I'm just going to get out some angel cards and read people's fortunes, because that's futuristic. Predicting the future.
Predicting the future.
And it went really well. Did I read your card? Did you come through my tent?
The practice one? Yeah.
Yeah. What? And do you remember what the card was?
Something about your inner child.
Was it?
You need to pay more attention to your inner child. It's begging to be paid attention to. I don't know. Something like that. Like that.
Do you think it actually reflected the following 6 months or so of your life? Was it relevant at all, or was it all just...
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've become much more childlike.
Yeah.
It's very much reflected.
Yeah. So I read people's fortunes. It was really fun.
Is that how you predicted the Hottest 100 winner?
Yeah. Do you know who I think will win?
Hey, we're playing the game where it's
already happened.
It's already happened. Because it has already happened.
Yes.
I don't want the audience to know these things are pre-recorded. I want them to know that it's hot, fresh out the day it comes out.
So when I say that Billie Eilish's Bad Guy comes in at number one, that's just me reflecting on a very recent current event.
Yeah, that happened.
And Halsey came in at number two or three with whatever that other song was.
Mm-hmm.
Is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe Halsey got two and three with the same song.
Yeah, it's really weird that they let it enter twice. But
it's crazy.
That's exactly how it panned out, though.
They won't let Taylor Swift enter? How dare they?
They should have.
Ugh.
I like Swifty.
So, number four, it's Lizzo. Just Lizzo. Yeah. Just Lizzo.
Are they playing her on Triple J?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're playing her at work. We're not going to say where I work, but they are playing her there.
Yes, Ashley works at a Big W. And the Big W radio just constantly plays Lizzo because apparently it gets people in the buying mood.
Lizzo's pretty cool.
Her positivity really makes you want to participate in capitalism.
It's no.
That's why Big W plays it.
It's all about self-love. And
love yourself enough to just buy crap for yourself.
You know, that's also a pretty big part of it too. I was looking on Facebook events right now. I'm looking at my phone and not.
She's looking at her phone. She's like, when will this end?
I couldn't make eye contact with Ross for much longer because it was making me feel acutely uncomfortable. But yeah, I was looking for the next Art Party event and I don't know when it is. So you'll have to just put it on your Facebook page. But
yeah, look up Art Party.
Yeah, come along.
Yeah, do it.
See, now watch Ross do some stand up.
Now, I don't do stand up. I do.
Or.
Spalding Gray like monologues.
Yes. Yeah, you actually do. Ross has a different performer name at Art Party. It's called RDSS.
Yeah, which means rectal dentist service.
Why are you obsessed with asses? Oh, my God.
Everyone's got one.
That's true, but we all have smiles as well. You could focus on that.
Well, not everyone has a smile. Yeah. Think about it.
Some people have a scowl.
Well, now I'm not going to make eye contact with you because you mentioned that you were not making eye contact with me. And
no, I'm looking at you now.
Yeah, well, now you are, so, yeah. You know.
I'm looking at you again. It's fine.
You sometimes perform as Trashly. What's that about?
It's just my nickname.
It's your nickname? Yeah. Sounds really unnecessarily mean towards yourself.
I think any good nickname has, like, a certain dose of sardonic humor. It should. I suppose some people are called lucky or happy, but I'm a bit
What's
trashy.
More sardonic than lucky? Than luck itself.
I should have Googled what sardonic means. I'm now feeling insecure that I've not used the context of that. Can you Google it real quick?
It means real fucking dark shit.
Oh, okay.
Like really just sort of. I think you used it in the right context.
Yeah, I hope so. That's a big part of my life, using the wrong word.
Go on, fight her, listeners. You're sitting there going, she used it wrong. First off, thank you for listening. And two, fuck off. We're giving you these free content.
Get fucked.
Who cares if we're using the word wrong in the wrong context?
I hope you're going to issue a language warning before the beginning of this episode.
I always do.
Because what if some nice housewife's listening to this, like doing the food shopping, the phone's on loudspeaker in the trolley with her 3-year-old who's like grabbing with his grubby banana-covered fingers. And then I just say cunt and it just came out of nowhere and now the child's crying and an elderly woman who was getting some milk, she dropped the milk and it shattered everywhere. And the mum's like, oh, God, I need my Prozac again. And she's just like fallen to the ground as well. And the child, ugh, don't even ask about the child. It ate the phone. Oh. I don't know how, but it did it.
Oh, gobble, gobble the phone.
Yeah. Got electrocuted.
That sucks. Well, I imagine if anything was going to offend him, I reckon it was probably like the first 2 minutes when you said hog.
I was pretty
full hog. That was too far.
That I said whole hog. I didn't say full hog. What's full hog? Full hog's not. That's not a thing.
Full and whole are the same thing. Remember that show, Whole House?
Whole House. Yeah, that was a good one. I love Danny DeVito.
You do, Trashily. What's this all about? You what's this persona? What is this? Let's get into the mind.
Oh, just have a bit of fun. I don't know. I don't know if this episode is a great example, but
This episode's a great example.
It's really good. I mean, it's the best thing I've done in years. But also,
Come on. Make with the words.
Make with the sound things.
Make with the.
There's a fine art to podcasting. You can't force it, clearly, because it doesn't work.
I think you can force it.
But should you?
Yes. Don't you know the best podcasts I like overhearing friends' conversations.
I have that.
Either that or about murder. I've one extreme or the other.
No, I... See, I keep making it serious, but I like talking about my opinions. I don't really get into listening to people just fucking chit-chat. Like, that's not that interesting to me. So hopefully... Hopefully that's not how it's come across to the people listening to this. I like stuff, things about stuff. Like, I listen to a parenting podcast, which is really funny and interesting.
You're not a parent.
I'm not a parent, but I think it's kind of fun to think about that sort of stuff. Comedy's good, but...
Yes.
It's a fine art, I think. I do listen to a bit of comedy. Actually, I don't know if I want to plug any other podcasts. Maybe I should just... I listen to Sex and Relationships.
Yeah, this podcast, sure.
Yeah, well...
We go into Sex and Relationships all the time.
That's real good.
We go on about how we just open up a cask of wine and we just drink some wines and just talk about what dating's like in the city. That's really crazy.
Yeah, it's really strange and crazy.
Oh, have you ever seen this person's profile on the dating site? Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're putting themselves out there and it's not up to my standards.
I had a guy...
More wine.
More wine. I had a guy last night on Hinge who has liked me. And we already went on a date last year. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we went on a date in October and I never text him again. Usually I do wrap it up and say whether I'm keen or not. Like, I don't just ghost people, but he didn't text me either. So I think we were on the same page of, we're not feeling it. But then he tried to match with me again. And I looked at him. I'm like, that cunt looks really familiar. And then his name was, I'll say it. His name was Dave. And I'm like, was that guy's name Dave? And then I searched for Dave in my phone, and I'm pretty sure it was the same Dave. I'd had him saved in my phone as Dave, tall, cute, hinge dude. Dave, tall, blonde, cute, hinge dude.
Yeah, spill all the tea.
Yeah. And
spill all the tea.
There's nothing in there anymore.
Spill the metaphorical tea. But
in the photos on Hinge, he had red hair, so I don't know where I got the blonde from. Maybe it wasn't the same guy. Pretty sure it was, though. I kissed him.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea. Like, just own him. Own him. He's a dumb idiot. Freaking spill that tea.
I wish I'd given a fake name now so I could actually tell you what the date was like, but in the interest of being polite, if he ever hears this, he was nice and, you know... I'm flattered that he tried to swipe on me again. Maybe he forgot that he had met me, which I find hard to believe because I'm unforgettable.
Spill the tea. Come on. Spill the tea. You have to break out another cask of wine.
I don't know what you mean. You're asking me to spill tea. I was drinking water from that mug.
Spill the tea.
Stop saying that.
Tea. Tea. Never heard of that?
I've heard spill the beans, you fucking dickhead. That's the expression.
It's spill the tea now.
It's not spill the tea.
Yeah, look it up online. It's about, you know, spilling that tea.
You're either spilling beans or you're sipping tea, and neither the twain shall meet, okay?
No, you slip the tea. It's for tea.
Oh, Ross.
It's for tea.
Do you know...
Sip on that tea, slip on it. It's all good.
No, it's not good. Cut this bit out.
No. I refuse to edit this show.
Please. My integrity.
Oh, man. Oh, that's sardonic humor we've all come to love from Ashley.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
No, you're all right. Good for you giving it a go. I tried to do a podcast once and it wasn't picked up, which made me real sad. It's good, though. It's called the Australian Voiceover Podcast. I interviewed actors who... get paid to be professional voiceovers.
Oh, well, that's who needs to be interviewed.
Yeah, it was insightful.
You need to spill the tea on them.
It shed some serious light on a vocation that people really underappreciate in society.
Yeah. Mm. And you spilled that tea. Mm.
Yeah.
She's hiding her face like, stop, stop. When is this? This podcast is going to go for 4 more hours.
When I got here this afternoon, I didn't know where the building was. Ross didn't shake my hand. He looked at me and turned and just blindly assumed I would follow him into the building, which I did. And then without saying anything, he leads me into this very rape dungeony TV production studio thing. All the lights are off. I'm like, are we the only people here right now? And then he like just comes in, puts on his earphones, sits down. I'm like, I'm kind of thirsty. Can I get a glass of water or something? Makes me grab my own water. What kind of ship are you sailing here? RDSS?
I believe that you are a strong, independent woman.
Thank you.
And that you can make your own decisions. And
that's true.
Get your own drinks.
Oh, so your lack of etiquette was actually an active demonstration in feminism.
Yes, definitely.
See, and that's the issue with young men in society these days.
By the way, let me just show you this for a second.
Spilled tea? What?
Spill the tea. Hang Urban on. Dictionary.
What the fuck?
Spill the first option. Spill the tea. I know stuff.
Okay, he's just shown me the Urban Dictionary page for Spill the Tea. I don't know, call in. 135920. Have you heard the expression spill the tea, or is Ross full of shit?
Top definition, spill the tea, when one tells an especially juicy bit of gossip. Come on.
Spill the tea? That's not a thing.
Example, girl, did you know Renee is having another baby? And the baby daddy is the same guy who she found has been cheating on her? Oh, OMG, spill the tea on that drama.
Oh, wow. That's like some weird lingo. When did you graduate high school? Like 2015? Exactly.
That's Twitter lingo.
Mm.
That's how people speak on Twitter.
Mm. I'm not going to spill any tea. Thank you very much.
Well, you've already spilled so much tea.
Mm.
Spilled so much goss about the production of this podcast. You're really breaking the fourth wall here. Really breaking the curtain with your...
Breaking the curtain?
Breaking the
curtain. Is that an Urban Dictionary as well?
Yes. It's in my Urban Dictionary.
Mm. Keep that one closed, huh? No one needs to see that.
You sometimes sing.
Yeah.
You ever think about making a song?
No. I'm not a very good songwriter. I interpret existing work. If a lyricist has created a piece and they want someone to perform it, I can do that for them. Whenever I try writing myself, it comes out. Jokes and stuff are all right, but yeah, I don't have the poetic lilt. I don't believe. I have insomnia, and I've sometimes gone through like notes from years ago where I found myself like trying to write poetry at like 3:30 in the morning, and it's not good. But
you gotta write at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I've been
that's the secret.
About half an hour too early. I'll get there eventually. It's good to know your strengths and weaknesses as a performer. Some people think they're great at everything, whereas me, average at plenty of stuff.
But that all adds up to being super brilliant.
Thank you.
All the averageness just adds up.
That's kind.
And then eventually becomes just brilliant.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to win an Oscar one day. How good would that be?
You don't want to win an Oscar.
I do. I don't want any of the Hollywood sordid abuse, but I want the glamour of the statue.
The glamour.
Mm.
So you interpret other people's songs and works.
Yeah.
Could you interpret this?
Sure.
Dustoid! Comedy! Dustoid! Comedy! Ross Purdy! Dustoid! Comedy! Ross Purdy! Dustoid! Comedy! Dustoid! Comedy! Ross Purdy! Dustoid! Comedy!
Yeah, that was good. Well done.
Hey, you don't have to lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. I tried submitting that to the Triple J Hottest 100 for 2019.
Mm.
It didn't get through.
Is it registered with APRA?
Yes. I went for the effort of just paying all those fees, getting all that stuff together.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Good job.
I can't believe something I slapped together with royalty-free music and pitch-down voiceover at 2 a.m. in the morning wouldn't get into the Triple J Hottest 100.
It invokes Homestar Runner memories. Do you get that reference? Did you watch that on the internet back in the day?
Strong Rod! No, I don't get it.
You don't know it? It must be osmosis, that particular type of singing. It sounds very similar to something else I've heard. So you're a copy is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I've been accused of being derivative. I mean, this podcast is just me trying to start a one-sided rivalry with Joe Rogan.
Indeed.
See, Ashley agrees with me. She isn't even saying anything like, no, you're better than Joe Rogan. See, she's going on about me being
I don't know what I think of Joe Rogan. Like, yeah, do you know what? With his show and Mark Maron.
Mark Macaroni?
Mark Macaron. You have to be in the right mood, I think, to sort of like get into the vibe of what they're putting out there. Everyone's very protective over their own type of podcast. They don't necessarily want to blindly believe another person when they're like, yeah, the shit that I'm listening to is the best. Like, we're all like, nah, mine's fucking good. But yeah, Joe Rogan, he's very opinionated.
Full of him.
And a big old boys club. But just, like, you know.
Just a boys club.
Hey, you know, he's a seasoned broadcaster and I think he has an actor that I used to have a crush on that does a lot of support bits on that show. What's that guy's name? Dave something. Kind of cute. Got white hair now. I'd still go there.
Dave Ranch.
No, I think it's like Dave Long or Dave Langford or...
probably.
Some shit.
Yeah, maybe. And I brought you on because that theme song. It's turning people off.
Yeah.
It's too confronting and it's not going to get me to Triple J Hottest 100.
It did make me laugh when I first heard it. Not anymore, though. It's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, much like a size Gundam style. You laugh once, like, oh, this is ridiculous, and then it just becomes annoying.
That's a classic pop banger. I think you need to formulate better opinions.
No, my opinions are great. They're wonderful. It's you who is wrong.
Okay. It's the children who are wrong.
Well, when you think about it, they are. Because they're dumb idiots.
I like kids. They're great.
Nah, Kids sucks. It's a bad film. But let's move on. I need someone to remake this theme song. Make it a pop hit it's meant to be.
Oh. What, you're thinking I could help you with that?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we could whack something up in GarageBand. See how it goes.
No, not GarageBand. I want something that has those Charlie XCX vibes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. We can give it a go.
It's okay. Don't just slap... don't just slap.
I want to win.
So you think of think of this. I want to destroy comedy. Something like that.
Oh, what? You want me to sing over the top of it?
Yes. I want that trophy. Yeah, bitch, I'm here to just destroy comedy. Come on.
You really want me to do this?
Yes. We're recording right now.
I know.
You gotta say something, otherwise this is the new thing.
Alright. I don't know this song.
I think Ross should give up his day job cause he is so great right now. Let him run right free.
Okay, well let's start again from the beginning. Okay, here we go.
I want to win. I want that trophy.
Destroy comedy.
Destroy comedy.
I want that trophy.
Comedy. And then you loop back.
I want that trophy. Yeah, bitch, I'm here
to take it. No, and then you say, yeah, bitch, I'm here to destroy comedy.
Oh, Ross, if I'd known, I would have brought my ukulele and we could have done this.
No! I wanted Charlie XCX vibes. Do you see Charlie XCX playing a uke?
I reckon you'd probably be able to find a photo of that.
She plays an inflatable guitar, not a uke.
Oh, right. Forgive me. You've got to use that now, what we just recorded, that vocal brilliance on my part.
No, I reckon we can do better.
Don't make me do it again.
No, I reckon we should just... Hold on. Wait.
Okay. Taking a photo of you.
Ugh, just me.
Can you not groan into the mic?
Okay. Here's a new...
I was busy thinking about
the story comedy. No, don't burp into the mic for this. You had 40 minutes.
I think it sounds better now.
I was busy thinking about
comedy.
Destroy comedy.
Okay, let's try it again.
Okay.
I was busy thinking about
destroy comedy. Destroy comedy. Destroy comedy.
I was busy thinking about
destroy comedy. Destroy comedy.
Destroy comedy.
Destroy
thinking about
comedy.
Brilliant. That's fantastic.
Cool.
We're not going to get a better record.
I don't think so.
But I think we can try.
Oh god. No. No.
Ross.
Hasn't this podcast really gone up now because you get to show off your singing?
Look, I think
Oh god. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Get into that mindset of Charlie. Get those.
Ross Purdy destroys comedy. Ross Purdy destroys comedy. I was busy thinking about comedy.
Okay, you're still Ross thinking Purdy. About that other track. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry, we gotta get this right. I'm sorry.
I'll do one more and then stop, okay?
Okay, you're gonna do two more.
No.
I'm sorry.
I've got a doctor's appointment in an hour.
What, on your vocal cords? You can sing.
I have to get an STI check. I'm kind of feeling a bit stressed.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
I think it'll be fine, but... Better to be safe than sorry, unlike what led us to this situation.
What situation are you talking about right now?
Here, right now, in this room with you. I should have been safe and not come.
You agree to this. You are having fun and you just don't want to admit it because that will make me feel good, isn't that it?
Yeah. I'm trying to yes and you.
Think of this as this is like a bratty punk Charlie XCX.
Electric lights.
Destroy comedy.
Blow my mind.
Destroy comedy.
But I feel alright.
Destroy comedy.
Never stop, it's how we write. Coming up until we die.
Rust it, fit it, man. Rust, but it destroys comedy. Ross Purdy destroys comedy.
I don't want a podcast. Okay, there we go.
Good job.
That's great. Okay. It's a great record. We're not going to get anything better. Look, but I think we should try.
Do you know, usually when this sort of thing takes place, you get like a backing track so that the singer's not singing over the top of the original vocal. Why didn't you think of that? It's almost like you don't know what you're doing.
I think it's great because you need to hear for Charlie XCX singing to get into that, you know, groove, get into that vibe, you know?
No, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Can we go back to this speed spilled tea thing? I think that.
No. I think you need to listen to this interview. To get really into the Charlie XCX vibe.
For me, it was just like I was feeling very creative and wanted to release my music rapidly.
Think of that. Release it rapidly.
Without streaming, it would be so difficult to.
Exactly. Think about it. Streaming. You need streaming, Ashley.
Streaming is changing the way we listen to music, but it's also changing how artists release music. Charlie XCX is a singer and songwriter known for hits like Boom Clap, Boys,
Ross,
and 1999 with Troye Sivan.
I met Troye Sivan.
She's known to release music, however...
What was that like?
Yeah, he was great. I think he's a real talent. His music is cool, but I watch his YouTube channel and he's really insightful. Very kind and well-spoken young man.
Well, all right. Well, let's listen to his interview.
I'm like, you could take a page out of Troye's book.
And what way?
Just get some talent. And then when you've developed that, you could try and employ it.
What is this all about? Why are you spilling so much tea right now?
Throwing shade, spilling tea. Gutting horses.
Why?
Look, I'm argumentative by nature, I think.
You think that would have made a better podcast, but it hasn't.
Hey, this is the best episode you've recorded, motherfucker.
No, best episode was when we recorded that Christmas album.
Right. Is that a thing? Did that happen? I don't listen to your show, so you could be.
Of course you don't.
And I'm not sure.
You don't know what's real or what's not right now.
Did you have Dave Callan on this podcast? He's good.
I did.
I don't believe you.
It was fine.
I just had deja vu.
He kept dancing. He kept dancing and it was just this whole thing.
He's great. I really like him.
This is this is an audio medium. You can't just keep dancing.
You can, but it's
not great.
It's a waste.
And now you're dancing like Dave Callan to try and prove some point to me.
That's not true.
You got anything to plug?
My short film that I'm filming at the moment.
How short was saying? 75 minutes?
No, the director said that it's going to be about 12 minutes of footage. Although I'd be surprised if it's that long. I think it might be a bit shorter. Maybe they were just sort of estimating.
That's too short. They're not going to release that at cinemas.
No, well, it's going to go into, like, film festivals and stuff. Yeah. It's a passion project. None of us are film students. We're all just young creative people who are throwing it together and seeing what happens with some talented crew members and actors. So, yeah, we'll see what comes of it. It's like a thriller. I played lead role. That's pretty cool.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
I know.
I'm a lead role.
Look...
You're the lead role.
You gotta.
Your role is being a lead.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
It's called Flick. It hasn't come out yet. Probably won't be released Flick. Until like February or March. And if it's bad, I'm going to ask you to delete this from the podcast.
No, well, then I'll just make it the entirety of the podcast.
Just that 30-second audio grab and repeat for an hour?
Yes. And that will be genius. And I'll be praised. For my audaciousness.
Look out for that. Make sure you follow Ruckus Melbourne on Facebook.
Yeah, follow that. Great people.
Come to our art party events where we get plenty of good crowds, but we're always looking for fresh blood. And if you think that you're a performer or if you write poems in your spare time or if you just learned how to use the ukulele or if you juggle or if you've got a dance inside you waiting to burst out, we're always looking for new people to jump up at the open mic stage in the middle of this backyard and show us what you can do.
Do a click, do a clack.
Yeah, click and clack.
Yeah.
We haven't had a live sex show yet, so if you feel confident getting naked in front of people and if you enjoy the visceral response of like open eroticism, then yeah, we'd love to see
that. Don't say that. No one will want to come now.
I think you'll find that lots of people will want to come.
I'm just going to let you sit in that. Gonna let you think about what you
Ruckus did. Melbourne. RUCKUS. Ruckus Melbourne. Give it a like. It's pretty cool.
Give it a like.
Oh, and my Facebook page.
Give Ashley a Facebook like. What's your Facebook?
It's just Trashly. It's my Trashly. Name Ashley, which is A S H Leigh, but then it's got a TR at the front of it. So TRASHLEIGH. And I don't think it's had a new post in like 3 months.
And that's how you know she's doing well.
Yeah.
She's so busy. She hasn't got time to tend to her social media.
Super busy. I hate that relentless self-promotion. When I got stuff that's coming up, I'll post about it, but I'm not going to just fill the page with memes in between. I can't be bothered.
When you're in this game, Ashley, you got to learn.
Make the memes. I know.
Spill the tea, so to speak.
Oh, God. That's what I'll rename the Facebook page to. If you just search for spill the tea. Oh, wait. It's not a real phrase. Don't worry about it.
It is a phrase. You need to go out there more, girl. You need to go out there, girl. Spill that tea.
Yep.
Once again, I've been Ross Purdy. I've got a Facebook page. You can like me on that. It's Ross Purdy, R-O-S-S. I mean, it's spelled out in the title.
Ross's live sketch stuff is actually pretty good, so yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I mean, the podcast is better, I reckon.
Because
you get the real me, and you don't get the real me when I'm performing.
You get something. I don't know whether it's something you want, but hey, you do get it. I'm going to get a quarter pounder from across the road where I'm going to the doctor's surgery. It's going to be really
Jesus. Mm. That's going to give you an STI, don't you know that?
I don't have one. I'm just getting the test for peace of mind.
Well, if you don't have one now, you're going to get one if you eat a quarter pounder.
Maybe Christ. It's got horse entrails in it.
Yes. And you know what's in horse entrails?
Tea?
Syphilis.
Oh.
So, yeah, like the page, like the podcast. I think it's a great podcast no matter what this antagonistic guest says.
It's all right.
It's fine. You can go on iTunes. You can go on Spotify. Go on Podbean. Like, review, subscribe. Ross Purdy destroys comedy. Also, Ashley, don't know whether or not you know of this, but I am starting up another podcast.
What's it called?
Well, it doesn't have a name yet, but I know it's a type premise. It's the type of premise that you want out of a podcast. It's each episode is dedicated to 1 minute, discussing 1 minute of the film The Irishman.
Oh. So what, there'll be like 140 episodes or a minute long, just like combing through individual minute? Or?
I reckon we can get like 5 minutes out of the minute, but then you have 40 minutes, so just going to be me and my co-host, who I haven't decided on yet, just going on a tangent, talking about stuff that interests us and no one else.
I just yawned. Is The Irishman the one with Robert Pattinson and...
Yeah, he's the Irish Defoe. Guy in the lighthouse, and he's fucking up William Dafoe's shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I really want to. Maybe I'll go and see that instead of Cats.
Then it turns out to be a film Robert De Niro is watching.
Right.
Who is an aging mobster in his final days.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I got it wrong. Hey, you totally got me there. Hey, shut up. Ross. Asshole.
All right, I will shut up.
Ross Purdy, that's the comedy.